Hello, I'm Michelle Long. Time for a daily market wrap this Wednesday, February 14, 2024. Markets in Asia mostly fell Wednesday, tracking Wall Street's decline after higher-than-expected U.S. inflation data of 3.1% versus estimates for 2.9%. That fueled bets the Federal Reserve may not cut interest rates as soon as expected. While markets remain closed in China for the Lunar New Year. Here at home, the PSE index fluctuated, but eventually closed up above 6,800 a day before the Banco Central meets for the first time this year, when it's expected to stay on hawkish pause.
It was actually a surprise for us that the market ended up today. And I guess it's really just investors refocusing on positioning for the earnings season, which is coming up shortly. On the local front, our base scenario is that the BSP would be one step behind the Fed. So if the Fed cuts in June, we would likely cut in August since we don't have a meeting in July. So that will leave us just enough room to cut by a total of 1% this year if they do like 25 bips for those remaining four meetings.
Okay.
So it's still somewhat in line with what we see the market pricing in at this point.
It could be a blip. But of course, it is an interesting trend that we have to be wary of should it continue. So yes, that's right. It kind of lowers the chances of an earlier rate cut. But at the same time, we've heard Jerome Powell say that they're not necessarily waiting for 2% to happen.
In corporate stories, Globe Telecom activates a segment of the Philippine Domestic Submarine Cable Network, or PDSCN, its fourth domestic submarine backbone. It covers, among others, Lucena City in Quezon, Boac in Marinduque, Rojas City in Capiz, Palompon in Leyte, and Cagayan de Oro City in Misamis Oriental. PDSCN is a joint project of Globe, Eastern Communications, and Infinivan, and it covers a total cable distance of 2,500 kilometers, the longest of its kind in the country. It kicked off in Subic Bay, Zambales in July 2022 and laid cables in 24 segments with a total of 33 landing sites connecting Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. Globe says it has so far completed 90% of cable landing stations across the archipelago under the $150 million subsea cable project. Cable landing stations are crucial landing points for undersea fiber optic cables, which transmit vast amounts of internet data across oceans. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.